Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. And I'm here tonight on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, and Ruco Box. I'm excited to share another great guest with you this evening. Elle Ingalls is the founder of and creator of Pressure Free Living. She coaches an on-the-go stress management method to individuals and groups, including work teams, athletic teams, and educators. I'm going to introduce Elle right after our first break, so stay tuned. You are in for a great show. You know, as I continue to expand the show, I am excited that the Holistic Entrepreneur can now be found on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Speak Up Talk Radio, and Spreaker, as well as the Holistic Entrepreneur channel on YouTube. So please subscribe, follow, share. If you like this show, I really want to reach as many people as possible with motivation, inspiration, and great insights from our guests. My mission is to help you get one step closer to living your dream. Being a holistic entrepreneur is really more a mindset rather than what you actually do for a living, I think. You see the person that you're working with as a whole. You come from that heart-centered place as you do your work. So it's really more a philosophy. Perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show tonight. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. I appreciate you spending your valuable time here with us on The Holistic Entrepreneur. I always want to make this time value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed tonight. Now, I have a question for you. Are you sharing your expertise in the biggest way possible? I believe that we all have a book inside of us. And it's easier today, more than ever, to become a published author. I know that you have a message to share that can help so many others. We are all unique. You know, no one does what you do in the way that you do it. You are so valuable. And what a great place to start sharing that message than with a book, so that you can reach people everywhere. Plus, it's a springboard for products and services, creating a successful business and bringing you the happiness and abundance that you deserve. If you're interested in that at all, you might want to check out the webinar that I have on the Holistic Entrepreneur YouTube channel. It's called Release the Author in You, and it's about 30 minutes long or so. I also, just today, uploaded a new freebie on my website. It's a quick start guide to publishing to build your profitable business. So you might want to check that out as well. It's just at BonnieGressel.com. You can also get the latest news from me on our Facebook community page, Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. If there are things that you would like to see addressed on the show, please send me a message there, and we'll make sure we talk about it on the show so that you can get that information. Let's grow this community with likes and subscribes and shares. Together, I think we can make a difference. You know, as I was thinking about the show tonight, it reminded me of the fact, well, at least I believe this is a fact, that, you know, I say this all the time, to experience life is to experience stress. We can't really get away from it. It's just a part of our lives. No matter what you do or who you are, even if you have everything you could possibly ever want or need, you still have stress. Everyone does. It's a part of life. You know, there's that old cliche, there are only two things in life that are certain, death and taxes. Well, I think we should add stress to that, actually. Now, the word stress seems to normally be associated with negative stress or bad stress. It's got sort of that negative connotation. Now, not all stress is bad for us. There's something called eustress. It's actually good stress. It's when we feel excited. It helps us to get things done. It can be the motivation that we need at times. But it's that negative stress that's referred to as distress that can wreak havoc on your physical and emotional health, especially if it's chronic. And by that, I mean that little nagging stress every day, every day, every day, every day. The fight, flight, and freeze response that we evolved with as we were evolving, you know, many, many centuries ago, was really based for survival. It helped us to run away from the saber-toothed tiger. But our stressors are different today. You know, sitting in traffic, being late for something, feeling upset or angry about something somebody said, feeling overwhelmed. Those types of stressors today cause that same response in our body if we let them. Neurochemicals like cortisol and dopamine can be released whether our life is truly in danger or just that we get cut off in traffic. You know, I was looking at some statistics the other day about dementia and Alzheimer's, which are really kind of scary. Did you know that Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death? Being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease is the number one fear that American adults have. It's even higher than cancer. One in three U.S. seniors will die with some sort of Alzheimer's or other form of dementia-related illness. And it's become the most expensive disease in our country. Now, guess what? Chronic stress is one of the predisposing factors for Alzheimer's and dementia. There's something we can do about that. Stress doesn't have to take our lives. It's not so much what happens to us, it's how we react to it. And that is something that we can control. We can become aware and control the way we react to situations in our lives. Whether it's dealing with difficulties or challenges or not enough time, to just stop and breathe, to just be. You know, entrepreneurs are often doing, 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 especially when you're first starting out. There's so much to do, so much to learn. Sometimes we create our own stress because we are hardest on ourselves. When's the last time that you just sat? When's the last time that you were just still for a moment? You know, taking time to be in nature, going for a walk, taking in all that freshness of the outdoors. For me, that's my favorite thing to do. In the wintertime, I do more sitting because it's cold outside in Wisconsin. But in the summertime, I love to be outside. Now, if you live in the city and the inhalation of that nice fresh air is not so easy to experience, you can always imagine it. Your brain doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. At some time in your life, you probably experienced a sensation of feeling at peace, that feeling, right? Maybe it was on vacation. Well, you still have that memory in your mind. Retrieve that and imagine that you're there again. Feel the sensations. Look around and notice what's there. Smell the scents. Feel that sense of peace and calm. With so much stress in our lives, so much busyness, we need to take those little mini mental vacations often. I have a set of guided meditation audios, and my most popular guided meditation audio is called Relax. And on one of the tracks I have on the CD, I have a track that's Take a Mini Mental Vacation, which I kind of walk people through doing that, taking a little mini mental vacation. It's my most popular CD and is sold all over the world, and it makes my heart sing to know that people are taking advantage of that kind of thing to help them manage stress in a healthy way. With all the stress in the world today, it's not a surprise that Relax is my most popular CD. Now, my guest tonight, Elle Ingalls, is an expert on this subject. She's the founder and creator of Pressure Free Living. When we come back from this break, Elle and I will discuss her holistic entrepreneur journey, and I'm sure she's going to share some insights on how we can handle stress better in our lives. I'm excited to hear the wisdom that she has to share with us tonight. I'm Bonnie Gressel, and you're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion? If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Moni shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, here on the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. Allow me to introduce our guest for this evening. I am so excited to have her here. Elle Ingalls is the founder and creator of Pressure Free Living. She coaches an on-the-go stress management method to individuals and groups, including work teams, athletic teams, and educators. Elle is a professional musician and former nonprofit executive. She holds 3 degrees from the University of Michigan, 2 degrees in music, and an MBA. She was also on the women's varsity crew team for 3 years. She and her husband live in Battle Creek, Michigan, and have 3 sons. Hunger and anxiety to live healthy, productive lives. Elle, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us here tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie, for having me be on the show.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. I'm excited to have you here. You know, I read a little bit about people, obviously, in their bio, but there's always so much more to the story. Would you share with our listeners a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today?
Well, and this idea of holistic entrepreneur, I love it, Bonnie. It's, I guess that's kind of what I am. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Exactly.
So you're breaking up a little bit, but hopefully you can hear me okay. So I began, I wanted to create my own business, and in 2010, I asked someone to be my mentor. I was working on some interesting businesses at the time, and he actually said to me he thought I should be doing something different with my particular gifts and talents. Can you hear me okay, Bonnie?
I can.
Okay, good. And so I kind of went back to the drawing board. I still worked on what I was working on, but I stayed open. And it was actually 2 of my sons who asked me to coach my mental toughness techniques to their baseball team, high school baseball team. So what teenage boys want their mom in the dugout?
Yeah, really?
I just thought that was really hilarious, and I thought they were joking at first, but they were serious. And again, I don't really consider myself a writer. When we become entrepreneurs, it seems like we start to do things that we never even thought we would do. And that very night, I started writing, and I guess you could say I haven't stopped in some form, whether it's creating videos or writing or doing radio shows like this. I am on a mission to share this method that I created. I really consider it a download from above, and it's massively changed my life, my husband's life, my children's lives, and everyone that I have coached so far. And so it really started as a germ of an idea to teach baseball players how to be more mentally tough. And when I discovered that it could be so helpful to so many people, I opened up and started working with people of all ages, from all backgrounds, and taking those brave first steps to just put myself out there, which isn't easy at first when you're building your own business. And so I'm a firm believer in mentors, having mentors. I have a few different mentors. Over the past 5 years, I've worked with various people, including the best-selling author Robert Allen. I did a year-long mentorship program with him. I have a mentor here in Michigan. I live in Michigan. And I just finished work with a video mentor in California to launch my new video series.
Awesome. So it sounds like you were working on, and maybe I'm wrong here, but were you working on a different business and then someone said, no, you should really do this? And then your son asked you if you would come and help his baseball team. And that's how it evolved into what you do now?
Exactly. I was working on a financial business. I was creating a financial accounting program for people to take with me. Uh-huh. And my mentor had read my bio online and said, I really think you have gifts and talents that you need to pursue that have nothing to do with this. And I was 3 months in building that particular business when he said that. And two nights later, my sons asked me to do exactly that, to coach their team. And when I took the product to the head coach, he actually hired me to be his own private coach. And then I teach violin at the college here. And when I was having a meeting with her, I told her what I was working on. And she pulled out her checkbook and wrote a check on the spot to start taking my course the very next day.
Oh, wow.
So in one week's time, I had two paying clients and a baseball team to work with on this completely new idea.
Wow. Now, did you have that all created, or did you just kind of, you know, sort of wing it in the beginning and then it became more formalized as you worked with people?
I definitely, that first weekend, I wrote pages and pages and pages. My husband's a professional writer, so he tightened up the language, put some fun baseball graphics in it, and actually created a pamphlet. But then things started to evolve. My research deepened, my method deepened. And I got really serious about it. I wrote my first ebook that summer. And you're right, it does evolve over time. And I keep expanding my courses all the time, learning new things, doing more research, meeting more people. I can't wait to do some really hard research about the chronic diseases you mentioned in your intro, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementia. All of these diseases are caused directly by stress. All chronic disease is. So I can't wait to actually work and prove how my method can help people. It's changed my body tremendously using my method, and other people's as well. So it's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I often say to people, you know, you'll never see the word stress written on a death certificate, but really it's underlying so many of the things, if not all of the things, that people die from.
Correct. It's the six leading causes of death are all chronic stress-induced diseases.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. And it's, it is, I mean, what my method shows people is that it is really possible to stop stress at its source, even in the most difficult situations. So I have a very specific definition of stress. In your intro, you were talking about that, Bonnie. It was great. And this is how I define stress to my clients. I define it as any time that we release a large amount of stress hormone and go into that fight, flight. I call it fight, flight, or freeze situation, which is going to cause another trigger of stress hormones later. So it's the full stress response. And so I joke that I call my method pressure-free. No matter what pressures come your way, you can actually stop the release of these hormones. So I keep people free of the hormones.
Oh, that's it's awesome stuff. And when we have to take a short break, but when we come back from the break, I want to hear a little bit more about your method and how that sort of evolved and came to be. This is Bonnie Gressel here at the Holistic Entrepreneur, and tonight I'm here with L. Ingalls, who is the founder and creator of pressure-free living. So we're going to be right back, everyone, to hear more from L. and her method.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's B-O-N-N-I-E. G-R-O-E-S-S-L holisticentrepreneur.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Elle Ingalls. She's the founder and creator of Pressure Free Living. Elle, you know, before the break, we were talking about sort of how you've fell into to what you do now, and you mentioned your method to help people manage stress, that on-the-go method. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how that came to be? You said it was sort of a message from above. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. I've broken it down into just three simple steps. And then within those steps, of course, I go a lot deeper with my clients. But the first step is people's why. And I help my clients build their reasons why by starting first with what they wish to achieve. So most of the people that I'm working with have some sort of ideal goal they're working for, even if it's just becoming a better parent for their children or a better spouse, or they have some sort of professional goal they're after or an athletic or academic goal. So we work on the positive side of the why. And then we work on the I share all the things that stress hormones do to you, so you build the negative side of your why. Then after that why is built, the second step is to get really clear about what is triggering you to feel certain emotions. As you mentioned in the intro, there are no more saber-toothed tigers, Bonnie.
They're gone.
However, what I've boiled it down to are four emotions that we feel that will cause us to trigger these stress hormones. And I call them the four A's because these words all start with the letter A. So the first is feeling angry. If you feel angry, that can cause you to trigger the hormones. And the next is anxious. So any sort of fear or worry or anxiety. And then the third is annoyed. So I knew for years about angry and anxious as being feelings that would trigger stress hormones. But I get very annoyed at things. I don't get very mad and I don't get very afraid, but boy, do I get annoyed. So I threw that into the mix. And then the last one is feeling ashamed. I actually came up with this one watching my baseball players work. Whenever they did something wrong on the field or they struck out or didn't feel right, you could feel that shame in them. And so whenever we feel ashamed at something, that will cause us to trigger the hormones also. So what I have people do, Bonnie, is create a list of all the possible things in their day that could cause them to feel these emotions. So it can be really silly stuff. Silly stuff like, seeing something out of place or feeling late or the traffic jam. Or even a funeral procession where you have to pull over and wait. Anything that takes you out of the ordinary or is unexpected that could be a trigger for you. So after you create this map of your triggers and figure that all out, the third step is to use my simple tools to stop the stress hormones before they release. So three simple steps: your why, your triggers, and then using the tools.
And the tools are, that's what your, you mentioned products or the method before. Is that what the tools are? Or is the whole thing the method?
Well, the whole thing is the method. So, okay. if your why isn't big enough, you're not going to do anything.
Right.
So we need to really build those compelling reasons, your specific reasons why you even want to use this method and explore this with me. And then the second part of mapping out the triggers, I'm still mapping triggers 5 years into this. I still find things that are causing me to feel those emotions that, for whatever reason, I had some sort of mental block about or didn't even see myself triggering over before. So that's really kind of a lifelong process, because as you grow, you're going to encounter different pressures and different situations. So, and then the third step of the tools, I can share a little bit more about that. One thing that's pretty interesting is that, and that I came to understand with my research, especially when I began to employ this with people, is that when we first feel one of those emotions, it takes us, usually from our resting heart rate, about 10 seconds before the heart rate can charge up high enough to release a large flood of adrenaline. So 10 seconds is a pretty long time. What can you do in that 10-second interval to tell your mind, no, this is not a saber-toothed tiger. I'm not really under a physical threat. I don't need to release this much adrenaline right now. And so I help people get very clear about how to do that with some very simple interrupters. In my full course, I have over 40. So there are a lot of different tools because we're so unique. I need to help you figure out exactly which tools are going to work in your situation.
So it sounds like there are different tools for different people. It's not sort of a one-size-fits-all because it's more individualized based on you working with them.
Absolutely. In fact, it's almost like a formula. And whenever I try to kind of second goal someone might gravitate to or use, I'm completely wrong. So I don't do that anymore. In fact, I had a 12 when I work with only a very few very young clients, but I had a 12-year-old who was a very hotshot basketball player, and I thought she'd be using my physical tools more. No, her favorite tools were my most sophisticated tools. And it was fascinating to watch how she used those tools and made changes in her life with what I would consider my most sophisticated tools in my toolbox here.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that the tools you're talking about are not necessarily physical tools. They're things that people do, techniques.
Correct.
Kind of things. Okay.
Exactly. Some tools are doing something with your body that's going to interrupt your brain from going into fight or flight. Other things are doing things with the brain to interrupt the body. And then my third type of tool is what I call a life design tool. And it's interesting. For example, one of my sophisticated tools is something called the spirit of contribution. And that was one of the go-to tools of actually many of my athletes. And so, I can't predict which ones are going to work, but they have just a special affinity. You'll have affinity to certain tools. And even then, as you grow and change, you'll switch them up. You'll try different ones. Someone who took my course 5 years ago recently took the whole course again with me. And of course, I've developed new techniques and new tools, and so she was just having a ball just using some new ones. But to hear how my tools had changed her life and her family's life it brought tears to my eyes. She's living such a fabulous life, and her whole family is, because her whole family worked with me. So it's really neat.
That's that transformation that you can bring to people's lives. That's awesome. We're going to take another short break, Ellen. When we come back, I want to obviously hear more about this and maybe some of the challenges that you had along this journey, this holistic entrepreneur journey. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Elle Ingalls. She's the founder and creator of Pressure Free Living. And when we come back from the break, we're going to hear more from Elle.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by MNB Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Elle Ingalls, the founder and creator of Pressure Free Living. Just before the break, Elle and I were talking about some of her clients and the tools that the method that she uses and some of the tools. Elle, I would like to, this is kind of a personal question, I guess, but did you have to use these tools yourself especially as you developed this new business kind of on the fly without really even planning it? There had to be some stress in that.
Oh my gosh, yes, there still is, you know, but I thought I was a really calm executive. I've done wonderful things in my life. And I didn't think I needed my own method, to be absolutely honest with you. But once I started to really hone it and develop it, I started using it. In fact, I'd have to say probably my eldest son and I were the first two people to really delve in and really, really use this method. And in about 6 weeks' time, so much in my life changed, physically and mentally. It was just astonishing to me. So like pounds of stress fat right on my upper torso left my body. Stress acne, which I would come, it would kind of come and go, completely cleared up. And I had actually suffered from eczema on my hands. I'm a violinist. And the first big time I had a really big competition, I was 13, and my hands broke out in eczema, and I could never heal it. No prescription creams, no diets, nothing ever would fix it. And so finally, I after that six-week period, I was doing the dishes, and I could actually touch a knuckle that had been bleeding and cracked for 35 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's when I knew that I had created something that was really miraculous for people. Because your skin being your largest organ really reflects what's going on. Another area is like, where do you hold tension in your body? So I held a lot of tension in my jaw. I ground my teeth at night. As a violinist, on my left side, my jaw can be really tight. And here's where I noticed it. I started doing a lot of video work in early on. And as I watched my videos over time, I noticed that my jaw changed. I had less tension on that left side over time. And I thought, wow, I've been really messing my body a long time. It takes real guts to say to yourself, what am I really doing here? But I'll share something right now with your listeners, Bonnie, that blew me away. And that's when I knew I had to use my own method. And it was the fact that people don't understand how long these stress hormones affect you. So when a male releases the fight or flight stress response, the stress cycle lasts up to 9 hours. For the time that the cells actually dissipate the hormones out and you're back to normal. Well, 9 hours is a whole workday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge amount of time. But for women, it's up to 24 hours.
Mm.
So I said to myself, I was so super, super honest with myself, and I said, okay, when was the last time I wasn't angry, anxious, annoyed, or ashamed at least once in the day? And I honestly could not answer that question. It's probably when I was 3, maybe.
Oh,
but
wow.
I look at little girls, toddlers today, and they're so anxious.
Hmm.
They're so nervous. In fact, I've worked with a lot of educators who tell me that the kindergartners coming into the schools today are so full of anxiety. It's unbelievable. It's an epidemic. And it's because their parents are stressed.
Mm-hmm.
They're imitating, and in the morning they hear, hey, Bobby, you're going to be late. And they instantly release these hormones, which compromise their little bodies for hours. And the thing is, once we release the hormones, we become vulnerable. The tiniest thing can set us off again and again and again. So when I got honest, Bonnie, I said, okay, I've been hurting myself basically my whole life, and it's time to change. So I built a big why. And I have a positive side of my why, and I have the negative side of my why. And this 24-hour deal, or 9-hour for men, that was the biggest part of my why. Why would I want to harm my cells for up to 24 hours in the day? And when you talk about Alzheimer's and dementia, we create a stress sludge. That's what all that plaque is in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable what we do. We kill millions of brain cells every time we trigger fight or flight. Every time.
Yeah.
So that's what all that plaque is in there. So when you can start to release it out and stop doing some of that, even if, and I really encourage my clients to celebrate the tiniest victories here, because we have years, even decades of habits that hold us back from making change happen. So we need to celebrate just the smallest little changes. And as we celebrate those and grow more and more, I'm always working with my clients toward their breakthrough day. And that's when they've gone the entire day without releasing even once.
Mm.
And once you have that first day, Bonnie, that night when you sleep, your body is healing and rejuvenating the way it's supposed to. If you've released the hormones, your body spends the whole night trying to clear them out.
Sure.
That's why you're tired in the morning. That's why you're fatigued. And so when you can actually get a full night's rejuvenating sleep, I kept waking up earlier and earlier as I used my method, just earlier and earlier, full of energy, like ready to go. And so did my son. It was really neat to watch it happen. And I've met so many of my clients now, 5 years later, I keep in touch with them and I ask them, how are things going? They're like, first, our brains are different. We think in a whole different way than we used to. We have full retention of everything that comes in. So cool. And so it's cool to talk to my clients in here. Like one woman says, I haven't been sick in 4 years. She hasn't been sick at all since she took my course. I mean, how beautiful is that?
Well, and stress is something that certainly everyone struggles with. It, you know, most everyone does. So there's probably plenty of people out there for you to help. We're going to take another short break, but when we come back, what I want to hear from you is one of the challenges you had in growing your business, sort of a business challenge, and how you overcame that so that you can share some of those lessons with our listeners tonight. So when we come back, I want to dive into some, maybe sort of the business aspect. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Elle Ingalls, founder of and creator of Pressure Free Living. We're going to be right back, everyone.
Can your ideal clients find you when they search online for what you do? If you're like most people, you might be surprised at how weak your online presence really is. There's a lot you can do to increase your online exposure at little or no cost if you know where to look. Holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel is an expert in helping clients enhance their online presence so they can grow their business fast. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGroessel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with Bonnie Gressel. I would love to get your feedback and discover the topics that you would like to hear about on the show. So please leave me a review or connect with me on Facebook by searching Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. My mission is to provide valuable content so that you feel your time is well spent. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share this resource with others. Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm Bonnie Gressel, your host. I'm here tonight with Elle Ingalls, founder and creator of Pressure Free Living. And just before the break, we were talking about some of the amazing benefits that her clients and Elle has had from using her method. Elle, as we sort of get into this segment of the show, I'd like to hear from you a little bit about sort of the business type of challenges you had that maybe you overcame and some lessons came out of that. I would love to share with our listeners your insights and some ahas so that we can help them on their path as a holistic entrepreneur as well. So is there something that comes to mind? I mean, there must have been, well, maybe not. Maybe there weren't any challenges. I don't know.
There are so many challenges, you know, and I think about your listeners, you know, anyone wanting to share a message or just get out there and start their own business, start something. You know, so many things will freeze us up, will cause us to not act. So I think really getting over those obstacles and those fears is something that that actually my method helped me with. It's like every time I got into some kind of situation, I'm like, okay, I suppose you got to use these tools and you got to keep yourself free so you can breathe and so you can make this right decision, because we make very wrong decisions when we're in fight or flight. We're in survival mode, and we won't make the right decision when we're in survival mode if it's not a fight or flight situation. So I would say that one of my biggest challenges has been, something I just kept at, let's put it that way, is always improving my website. So I put a website up right away, a little GoDaddy website. Mm. I actually got, I taught a seminar to a large international seminar for jewelers on Navy Pier my very first year. And it was, they saw my crappy little website and they loved the message. So, you know, I wasn't good at video. I didn't know what I was doing and I just did it. So I really encourage your listeners to, you know, just do something. Don't let the fear that it's not going to be perfect enough. I hear this all the time from my current coach. You know, don't let that stop you. Just put something out there. Just get started. So I had a really, you know, just a basic GoDaddy website. And I've probably had, well, I think 5 different iterations of my website over the years now, over the 5 years. But I would say here was one of my biggest terrible things that happened to me. I was working with a mentor out west, and they connected me to an amazing web designer who had a lot of people that if I mentioned their names, you would know all these people. They are international best-selling authors, you know, amazing people. And I was going to be their stress queen. So we flew out to the West Coast to work with these people and paid lots and lots of money. And my husband and I have run nonprofits. We have very little money, no retirement, no savings. None of that was, we had to pay for our own health care. You know, we've loved what we've done running these nonprofits, but it has paid a toll financially to us, you know. So that's why I wanted to start my business. So I took this little bit of savings that I had and I invested it. That's another thing that will stop people. It's like, I don't have the money. Well, you know what? See if you can find it somewhere and go ahead and invest in yourself. I invested myself to work with this mentor, and then I dropped a whole bunch of money down to create this amazing website. And 2 weeks before my launch, I went to upload something to the site, and I was locked out. Like, well, that's kind of weird. So I tried to call the CEO. No answer. I emailed him, Facebooked him. I kept trying to get to him. Nothing. So finally, I sent a Facebook message to the web designer, the actual person on the team working on my particular site. And I was, talk about a pressure-free moment. I was standing in Concert Black in my college parking lot about to go perform on my violin when my phone rang and it was this guy. And I thought, well, I've got to take this number. So I'm standing there with my violin in the middle of the parking lot. I take the call, and he says, I shouldn't be the person calling you. The CEO should be. But 2 weeks ago, I was told not to report to work and turn in all my equipment because they're bankrupt.
Oh, my. So, and you had to go and perform.
I had to go perform.
Oh, my goodness.
So I used about 3 tools in that very few seconds right there. Because I just lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow.
That I would never regain. And I had no site. And my husband left his job because we were going to launch this thing and make lots of money. So it was a huge blow. And I stood there and I looked at my phone. And I would be revenue sharing with this company who put my site together, right? I looked at my phone and here's exactly what I said. I said, well, I guess I'm free. Isn't that hilarious? I mean, I smiled and I looked at my phone and said, I guess I'm free. No revenue sharing here. I'm going to get to make all the money of whatever I do next. All
yeah, yourself,
myself.
Right? Yeah.
And
well, you know, sometimes humor is humor one of your tools? I mean, it, because...
You know, everyone is so different about that. So sometimes I work with clients who are extremely serious. So it's very hard for them to even smile. Mm-hmm. Smile is one of my tools.
Oh, okay.
And how I'm very funny in my sessions. I mean, I will drop humor, especially in my group sessions. I do a lot of funny, funny things. But I really work with the personality for sure. And some people, it's really hard to even get them to smile. It's kind of funny. So that was a huge blow, but I didn't give up. And we learned so much from that experience, and we are still using things that we learned from working with that web designer to work on our current site, which just launched last week. We just launched
it last
week, and that's when you called me.
I really like the way it looks. You know, Elle, we've had such a fabulous time on the air tonight. I know that people are going to want more of you. So what's the best way for people to connect with you to maybe, you know, get a taste of your stuff or connect with you by email or whatever, however you do that? Can you share that with us?
Sure. The best thing is just to go right to my website. And there's 2 ways to go. You can go to elingles.com, but that's hard to spell. So the other way is pressure-free.com. So pressure-free.com will take you right to my website, which is elingles.com. and sign in for, I just created a free video series. I give you my method right up front, and you'll learn so much when you go into that series. So I really encourage people to just sign right in. I don't do crazy stuff with my website. You're not going to get a lot of emails from me. Only when I have some really good news to tell you or some new breakthrough or something. So please sign in. You'll get my free video series, and you'll get to start right away using my method.
Awesome. Oh, that's, yeah, it's been such a fabulous time talking with you tonight, Elle. And it sounds like things are, you're helping so many people, transforming so many lives. I just, that makes my heart sing because it's awesome that you can do that. I just want to thank you again for taking time because I know you're busy to spend time here with us at the Holistic Entrepreneur tonight.
Thank you, Bonnie.
So as we say goodnight to Elle tonight, we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, I will share with you the success secret for this week. And then we'll close up the show. So I've been here with Elle Ingalls, founder and creator of Pressure Free Living. It's been a fabulous show. I'm Bonnie Gressel here in the Holistic Entrepreneur. And we're going to be right back.
Writing a book has become the business card of today's successful entrepreneur. The challenge is producing a book that showcases your professionalism and expertise. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners by leveraging the entrepreneur and author coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in using a book to grow a business from the ground up. If you're like most people, you have no idea how to even begin the process of writing a book, much less getting it published. You can shorten your learning curve with Bonnie's individualized coaching and the publishing services she and her team provide. Whether your entrepreneurial challenges are strategic, technological, or you need an accountability partner, you can achieve your dream faster with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no obligation consultation to discuss your business goals and the book inside of you. Go to BonnieGressel.com, BonnieGressel.com.
Well, welcome back to the Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I've had a fabulous time with Elle Ingalls tonight. She's the founder and creator of Pressure Free Living, and it has been an awesome show. And she's given her contact information, which is pressure-free.com or lingalls.com, and you can connect with her there for more information if you want more from her. Now, I always like to leave you the end of every show with my success secret for the week. And what I would suggest today, based on our conversation and all this talk about stress, is something actually that I began talking about early on in the show, about taking some time to daydream a little bit, to imagine. Spend some time, just a few minutes every day, and go somewhere in your mind. You know, you're doing that anyway. You're going somewhere in your mind, but it's probably worrying about something. So just switch that visualization from worry to something that feels good. Maybe a memory, a fun vacation that you had, or a time when you felt wonderful, confident, supported. You know, that ah feeling. We all need to feel that ah feeling more. And I know you've experienced that sometime in your life. But if not, or you can't retrieve it. It's like, oh, I can't get there. I can't remember what that's like. Just imagine what it would be like. That's fine. And you know, you can't overdo this. So play with it. Do it as much as you can, as much as you like. Those little moments throughout the day that we all have, which is usually spent sort of in that negative space, worrying about something or thinking of all the stuff we have to do. Just switch gears a little bit and daydream a little. You know, I have another great guest lined up for us for next week. It's going to be another awesome show, I can already tell. And I really want to make your holistic entrepreneur a bit easier and get you one step closer to your dream. So your job this week is to daydream a little bit, and I'll see you guys all next week. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I know everyone is so busy, so I really want to make sure that these shows are a valuable and great use of your time. Now remember, the Holistic Entrepreneur can also be found on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Speak Up Talk Radio, and Spreaker, as well as YouTube. reach out to me if there's something in particular you'd like to hear about on the show. If there's a guest that you'd like to hear from, I will do my best to find them and to get them to be on the show. Reach out to me if you have any particular topics, and remember to maybe check out the YouTube channel, because I've got a couple of things out on there, and also the new freebie that I just put up on BonnieGressel.com. So share this resource with others. And I will be back next week, same place, same time. Until then, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.